collection, but it also sports elaborate artwork engraved in the leather. This custom goes back to the Wild West, when a saddle was a status symbol, and ornate art and decorative silver signified that a cowboy was riding high. The saddle maker now shapes the seat right up to the back of the cantle. He crimps the edge to build up a part called the Cheyenne roll. He maps out its precise dimensions with a compass, then trims the part following his scratch line. With a wooden dowel, he again presses the leather seat to the saddle's contours for a final shaping. He sews through four layers of leather to finish off the Cheyenne roll. The thread is an artificial sinew, a super strong nylon that makes the seam virtually indestructible. The focus now moves to the leather saddle skirts as an artist engraves a floral design. The artist uses a wide range of tools with expertise, like this one called a backgrounder, which he uses to carve recesses around the design. A spray of water softens the leather, making it easier to engrave. Next, he installs metal plates on either side of each skirt. They're part of the saddle rigging, which will be used to secure the saddle to the horse. So it's crucial that these plates be firmly entrenched in the leather. He secures each plate to the skirt with several rivets, then rounds them off, getting rid of any sharp edges that would irritate the horse. The saddle maker then brushes glue on the back of the skirt to attach a leather part with the rear cinch ring riveted to it. Here, he glues and rivets the top part of this skirt to the main section. He arranges a piece of sheepskin face down, then glues the back of the saddle skirt to it so the woolly side will rest against the horse. This part is all about the horse's creature comfort. The saddle maker sews the skirt onto the sheepskin, using a machine with a heavy-duty needle. He then trims the excess sheepskin, following the line of the leather skirt. To remove some of the bulk, he shears the wool, tapering it around the edges. Next, he braids leather lace into a tight weave called latigo lace. It ties both halves of the skirt together and will later be used to fasten the skirt to the saddle. He pulls the lace under the weave to secure it. Next, he applies a generous amount of glue to a leather stirrup cover. The stirrup is made of oak, steamed into a U-shape, and then reinforced with galvanized tin. He presses the leather into the crook of the stirrup, then bolts a metal spacer into the top. Now it's time to attach the saddle skirts to the tree. He threads cinch strings through the cinch keeper and nails it to the saddle. Another worker now rubs special oil into this Western saddle to add color to the leather and preserve it. The oiling also exposes the grain of the leather and highlights the engraved designs. From start to finish, this Western saddle has taken 40 hours to make, but the modern cowboy should get plenty of mileage out of it.